Making your house look and feel like home is a lovely job. Granted, it can mean long hours of DIY, donning your decorating clothes, climbing ladders, and often splashing a bit of cash. But a trend which has taken the interior design world by storm is upcycling. Upcycling is the act of taking an old, dated piece of furniture which you don't like the look of and turning it into something you love. It's often cheaper and will result in a one-of-a-kind piece of furniture. But if you want to go one step further than chalk paint and some new handles, how about reupholstering? I went to go and visit Luxor Upholstery, who have been reupholstering chairs and sofas and all sorts of different seats for many people across Harrogate, Craven and Wharfdale for the last 25 years. Andy Harrison from Luxor Upholstery talks a little bit about the growing trend of upcycling and takes me on a tour.
It is, yes, because apart from doing reupholstery, we manufacture new sofas as well, and we find that there is a big trend towards this what we call upcycling, both young people and middle-aged and older-end people. It is something that seems to be growing rapidly in the current market. It can be as simple as replacing the fabric, or on most occasions it involves much more. It means stripping right back to the bare frame, replacing all the inner foams and fibres, replacing the springs if necessary, and basically restoring the whole product to bring it back to life properly.
One of the options I suppose you could take then, and I could be guilty of this sometimes, is I think, this sounds like a fun project. I'll give it a go myself. And so I'll take my Grandma Jones big posh chair and I'll think, right, all I need to do is watch a couple of YouTube videos and I can learn how to upholster. But I'm guessing it's probably not going to go how I would imagine it. Do you ever have people in who have, I wouldn't say ruined a piece of furniture, but they've definitely not done it any favours by trying to have a go themselves?
Yeah, unfortunately for some people, it does happen quite often. People do think they can have a go at something quite complicated, and everyone here is a craftsman trained, an apprentice trained. We've got people with 40 years' experience, you know. Those skills take a long time to acquire. I mean, some people have made a reasonable attempt at it, but it depends at the level that you want it to be, really.
Shall we then, Andy? I would love to go behind scenes. Am I allowed to go behind scenes of Luxor Upholstery and see some of this craftsmanship in action?
Yeah, of course you can, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Right, you lead the way, Andy, then. We'll go and have a look. This is where, well, what would you do in here? You've got a table that is huge. What happens on this table?
Yeah, this table is 12 metres long, which that's out. We would literally roll that fabric out to make a new sofa and need the whole of that length.
That's huge.
To mark it out, yes. Yeah, so.
A sofa that maybe is only, I don't know, 2-3 metres wide will need that much fabric.
Yes, definitely, yeah. Okay. It's quite surprising, really. That's one of the first things that people don't realise, actually, how much fabric is involved. This is the first stage, so basically this is the cutting section. So whether it's a new sofa or chair, basically we cut it in here. So that's the first stage of any upholstery, is the cutting section.
And you've got rolls and rolls and rolls of fabric in here as well. I presume, how many different types of fabric would you have?
Well, it's quite a lot. We've got flat woven fabrics, chenille, crushed velvets, leather. Virtually any kind of fabric that can be upholstered, we do it.
Once it's been cut in here, it goes through to the sewing room. And we've got two ladies busy sewing. Hello.
Hello.
So what happens here then? Obviously some sewing, Andy.
Yeah, once the fabric has been cut and patterned and made to shape, these fine ladies here with their vast experience make it into ready to be upholstered. So see how they're sewing cushions at the moment. And the lady over there is actually sewing the body of a sofa ready to go onto the upholstered frame, which is in the next section through here.
Okay, let's go through to the next section. Thank you. Okay, and then in this section as well, this is where the fabric is being plumped up with cushions, is how I would describe it as a novice.
Paul there, who is our most experienced upholsterer, is unknown age. You know? he's basically he's put all the fibres and done all the spring work, etc. on that chair, and he's in the process now of actually putting the finished cover on. And the younger chap over there is his son. We've actually got a father and son team here.
Uh-huh.
He's busy making some, recovering some chair seats. They're actually dining chairs. We do lots of dining chairs at the moment.
Is this the final stage of the process then, before they get taken off to their new homes?
This is it, yeah. As you can see in here, we've got modern furniture. We've got some 90s and naughty stuff here. Then we've got some Victorian furniture going out there, some Edwardian stuff. We've got things from all periods in here, really. Yeah. And these are all getting ready just to go out. So most of our business is in Airedale, Skipton area, Craven area, Harrogate, Nidderdale, Otley, Guiseley, Ilkley. We're sort of coming, we're gradually going further and further afield as our reputation spreads. Yeah. So,
well, I'm not surprised because there are some beautiful pieces that are coming out here, and you know, you can't flick through a catalogue and buy one of these. These are pieces that people have brought back to life, have chosen a fabric for, and you are giving them some serious, well deserved TLC. What would your advice be for somebody who wants to come along and make the most of Luxor Upholstery and wants to come and chat to you, Andy, or someone from the team all about it?
Well, it depends what you want to do. If you want something reupholstering, we usually come to your house with lots of lovely samples. We measure your furniture, go through everything with you. Usually people then choose to take it away then and reupholster it. If you want to something more bespoke, you can come and see the sofas in the showroom, if that's for something new. And then we can sort of make it to your size. In the show, we've got so many samples, you might be overwhelmed,
yeah.
but we will try and steer you in the right direction.
Be inspired equally.
Inspired, yes, yeah.
Luxor Upholstery, Luxor, is that right?
That's right, yes, yeah.
So if people Google you online, just search Luxor Upholstery and they should be able to find you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.